Today's word is sanctification. Sanctification is the transforming action which makes man holy. Sanctification, therefore, implies essential reference to the concept of sanctity or holiness. Holy means that which is separated from profane things and consecrated to God. Sanctity, in fact, has a negative aspect, withdrawal from sin, and a positive aspect, friendly union with the divinity. In the Old Testament, despite its motives of interior holiness, there gradually prevailed a kind of extrinsic and legal sanctity, which reached its apex in Pharisaism. Christ kindled the flame of true sanctity, representing it as a regeneration, a new life, nourished principally by love to the degree of a mysterious participation in the very life of God. Its negative aspect, purification and liberation from sin, is developed particularly by St. Paul, while its positive aspect, vital communication and mutual immanence between God and man, is developed more particularly by Saints John and Peter, who speak of a participation of the divine nature in redeemed man. These precious elements of written revelation, elaborated by the fathers and the theologians, concur to form the theology of sanctification, sealed by the magisterium of the Church. Sanctification has three phases: genetic, static, and dynamic. Genetically, sanctification in the present order is the passage from a state of sin to friendship with God through grace. Statically, sanctification is the condition of man elevated by sanctifying grace and its annexed gifts. It may be called sanctity in its being or essence. Dynamically, sanctification is the supernatural activity of the sanctified man, who tends to win an increasingly intense life of union with God by practicing virtue and by assiduously struggling against the passion and temptation. History records two opposite errors with respect to sanctification. Pelagianism, which rejects original sin and the necessity of grace, attributing to nature the work of sanctification. And Lutheranism, which, at the other extreme, exaggerates original sin, denies the possibility of man's regeneration and collaboration with God, reducing our sanctification to an external imputation of the divine sanctity. The Church has condemned both errors, teaching, in harmony with Revelation, that sanctification is the work of God, who infuses grace but requires man's free cooperation, both at the time of the acquiring of grace and afterward in the keeping and the increasing of God's gift. Sanctified man must struggle and work continuously to progress in holiness, especially under the impulse and by the exercise of charity, which is the measure of true sanctity.